Okay, for the town board to come to order, February 23rd, 2021, and it is 7 p.m. Just for a little bit of information before we get started, items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may continue two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action will be taken on any matter not listed on this agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners or the Planning Commission for final action. So we're the recommending authority. If you have a cell phone or anything else that might make noise or interrupt the meeting, if you would put it on mute or airplane mode or vibrate so it doesn't disturb the meeting, and please take all private conversations if you would out here in the lobby over there in the back. If someone needed sign language for these meetings, by the way, that could be requested 48 hours prior to the meeting. Supporting material provided to the board members for this meeting may be requested from our secretary, Miriam. If you, in the future, if you don't wish to attend the meeting or you need to leave, or you wouldn't be able to come to the meeting, you can make your comments available to Blanca at the email listed on the agenda prior to 5 o'clock on the day of the town board meeting. And with that, I would ask that you all rise and join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I see that we have everyone here on the board, so we do have a quorum. Can we get some staff introductions?
Mark Donahue, Clark County Conference of Planning Department.
I think that's it. Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments of the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's table. If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. Please use the microphone, if you would. You may have a booming voice, I appreciate that, but we do record it, so we need you to use the microphone if you come up to speak. Comments will be read into the record. No comments over 3 minutes. Length will be read on items received. I got off base. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by a majority vote. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes of February 9th, 2021?
Mr. Chairman, I'd make a motion to approve the minutes of our last meeting on February 9th as submitted.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Approval of the agenda for February 23rd, 2021.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve the agenda for this evening, February 23rd, 2021, as submitted.
Any informational items, Blanca?
No. Okay.
Then we will move on to number 6, planning and zoning. Item number 1, UC 210024. Carnaby Square LLC, use permit to allow a pharmacy and medical supply business in conjunction with an existing inline retail center on 1 acre in an H1 limited resort and apartment AE60 zone in the Midtown Maryland Parkway District, generally located on the west side of Maryland Parkway, 175 south of Dumont Boulevard within Paradise.
Good evening. I'm Greg Borgel, 300 South 4th Street, here on behalf of the applicant in this matter. He will be a tenant in the shopping center, in one unit of the shopping center here, and the shopping center being directly across the street from the Boulevard Mall. You can sort of see the Boulevard Mall across the street. He's read and understands the conditions of staff and agrees to them. And I guess I would just point out that this comes to you only because the property owner has chosen to leave his property in the H1 district, which means that everything that comes in that's listed in the code separately needs a use permit. If this were zone C2, for example, you wouldn't even see these folks because this is just an interior remodel for the use.
Do we have anyone in the public like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board.
Mr. Carey, make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion to approve subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you. Good evening.
Item number two, UC 210031, Sai and Rai Heritage Inn, Palmdale et al., Sai Heritage Inn, Dayton Incorporated. Use permit for a health club within an existing commercial industrial complex on a portion of 10.2 acres in the H1 limited resort and apartment zone, generally located on the west side of Dean Martin Drive, 150 feet south of Hotel Rio Drive within Paradise.
Hi, good evening, board. My special use permit is an extension of our current property. Oh, I'm sorry. Joseph T. I'm coming here this evening on an extension for our special use permit to cover an additional 1,500 square feet to be used as office space and a treadmill studio, which will be adjoining our current gym space. The current walls and everything are all there, are all similar. We will be adding additional parking outside, which is covered inside the lot perimeters with our health club jurisdiction. We've had no issues with the site or with anything. We've been there for a little over 3 years in good standing with our landlord and with our neighbors as well.
Is there anyone here in the public like to speak on the item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, if there's no comments or questions from the board, I'd like to let you know that staff agrees with you, and I'd make a motion for approval subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion to approve subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
A lot less nervous 3 years later.
First one was a lot scary.
Yes,
no. Item number three, UC 210036, Racks and Stacks, LLC, use permits for the following. One, banquet facility. Two, nightclub. Three, recreational facility. Four, live entertainment, outdoor. Five, on-premise consumption of alcohol. Six, outside dining, drinking, and cooking. Seven, eliminate the protected barrier between the outside dining and drinking area and parking area. Eight, eliminate the pedestrian access around the perimeter of the outside drinking and dining area. Nine, allow the primary means of access to an outside dining and drinking area from the drive aisles where the primary means of access is required through the interior of a restaurant. And 10, permit outside dining, drinking, and cooking in conjunction with an outdoor live entertainment venue. Waivers of development standards for the following. One, reduce parking. Two, reduce interior parking lot landscaping. And three, permit parking spaces to be unstriped. Design reviews for the following. One, an outdoor live entertainment venue. And two, parking lot area in conjunction with an existing office warehouse building on 3.0 acres in the M1 light manufacturing zone. Generally located on the east side of Arville Street, 620 feet north of Tropicana Avenue within Paradise.
Mr. Chairman, for the board's information and for the public record,
The applicant submitted a revised site plan to planning staff earlier today, which staff subsequently had time to review. Based on the revised site plan, waiver number one will be amended to the following. Waiver 1A, reduce parking to 74 spaces where 113 spaces are now required for a reduction of 34.5%. And waiver 1B, per the revised plans on file, will no longer be required.
Is the recommendation still the same?
The recommendation, Mr. Chairman, remains the same as denial.
Okay. Go ahead. You have your name and address for the record.
Sure. Hello, everybody. My name is Ty Hansen. I live at 2225 Unionville Street, Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm here speaking on behalf of my father and our family business. And the subject property of 4780 Arden Street. So first of all, I want to thank the advisory board. I want to thank Mr. Donahue for working with us on getting all this paperwork in, working through this process. We are a family-owned audiovisual rental business. We have been conducting business in Las Vegas for over 30 years. In 2019, we were at the convention centers, we were at Life is Beautiful Festival. We provide speakers, sound equipment, lights, all these kinds of things. Normally, we send it out the door, we set up a meeting like this, operate it so the customer gets what they need, we bring it all home, we stick it back in our warehouse. On March 14th, that stopped happening last year. We had our last normal show, normal event, March 14, 2020, there was a concert in Laughlin with Joan Jett and John Fogerty and Don Felder. Since then, we have essentially been shut for obvious reasons. Live entertainment is at an all-time low. COVID has affected all of that. And so we have been looking for ways to retool and survive and keep as many of our staff as we can, going through all the processes and changes that are necessary for that. So I'm here because of a journey that we started last year in the spring when we started doing live streams for local bands in our warehouse. We would just let a band come in, play for their fans, watching at home, no audience. And we did a bunch of those and built up a reputation for that. At some point in the fall, we started conducting socially distant concerts using temporary permits that we got through the county with Tabitha Cass doing a lot of work with us and getting those permits through. So we started conducting these. You can see in the photo we have socially distant pods outside in our yard. The yard is basically this. Our yard is elevated above all our neighbors, has a view of the Las Vegas Strip. So this is not Photoshop, this is what it looks like at night with our production lights on and everything, and the strip in the background. So we're reaching out to you because we're trying to get the correct permits to continue doing this, particularly through the duration of the pandemic, offering socially distant events. If you could show them the site plan for indoor. It's right there. So we have a site plan and we have a photograph here. I'll flip this over. Basically, the stage that you see inside, and it's right here, this is the live streaming platform that we've been using. Band comes in and plays. But we've built it out now to have carpet on the floor to be draped in. This is in the corner of our warehouse, but our warehouse is a 44,000 square foot building. I understand one of the concerns is this traditionally industrial building. One of our neighbors to the west is the Orleans Hotel and Casino. Our neighbor to the north is a nightclub. So we're surrounded by non-industrial use on two sides. Not surrounded, but two adjacent signs. I think that can help alleviate that. It's also important to point out that our building is a freestanding 3-acre property. It is not part of a complex of industrial buildings, as you can see from the shots. This photograph is taken from our building. Directly behind me is the ordinance in that photograph. So what we can do, if we can get this permit, is have small batch of 50-person or 100-person social distance concerts, corporate events, particularly when we're getting calls for it now, is dance recitals, small groups that traditionally would have performed at the Cashman Center when it was open are reaching out looking for some place to have their music rehearsal performances, recitals, things of that sort. We're trying to offer a way to do that in a socially distant fashion. And you can see that in the photographs here, the tables, chairs, everything is spaced out 6 feet or more. We're kind of geared up for this. In order to pull it off, we need certain waivers. We have a significant amount of parking, as you can see on our property. There are 74 spaces today. We have drawn spaces on our yard back here. This is where we have our outdoor concerts. When we're doing indoor, we can use this as overflow. These are not striped spaces, but we can very easily accommodate that. We have a traffic director that's always there. You know, we did our outdoor concerts that would show people where to park, take care of that. And the overflow is rather minimal when you consider the occupancy. This floor plan is for 100 people at social distance. So 100 people, I don't know how many cars they bring, but probably less than 100. So what we have written on the site plan is up to 160 parking spaces on our property. In addition, on the area of parking, we have a signed letter from our next door neighbor to the west,
to the old Southwest Gas building.
Yeah, the old Southwest Gas building. They have a large lot that's got 230 spaces. We have an agreement with them to pay them a pittance if we need to use their lot for overflow parking, which we would generally tap into in the event of an outdoor event. Where these spaces were no longer available because it's an event space. So we feel like we have a way to cover the parking adequately to do these events. I want to stress that these are not every weekend kind of things. We're looking for ways to bring in revenue to keep a small business operating for the near term. In the long term, when Vegas is back, hopefully we'll be too busy to do any of this. But right now, we're kind of looking for anything we can find. Also do want to point out the ones that we did last year. We conducted post-event surveys. We reached out to every attendee. They all had to sign up with their email address and phone number so we could contact them. We conducted contact tracing after every event. We had zero reports of anybody testing positive for COVID within 2 weeks of attending one of our events because we are serious about the safety when we do these things, including constant bathroom cleaning, strict social distance, mask requirements, all the things that are in the Nevada State Guidelines. So I believe I've kind of outlined what it is we're looking for. I should for a moment take your questions if you have any.
Okay. Is there anyone here in the public who'd like to speak on this item? Come forward, give us your name and address for the record.
Use this microphone?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's some wipes there if you want to wipe it down.
My name is Kirk Hansen. I reside at 7478 Parnell Avenue. I'm representing the Budget Suites today. I should start off by saying that we're not opposed to the proposal in general. We have one specific concern that we would like to have addressed, and that is the outdoor live event. Where the stage is written on the drawn on the proposal is about 1,000 feet away from our property on Tropicana and Wynn, where I have about 800 tenants that live there, and we're concerned about noise, the loudness of the concert, disturbing tenants, particularly on weekdays. We don't know what the intention is here. We applaud a local family business kind of reinventing itself and figuring out a way to make things work during these trying times, but that is our main concern. As a general rule, we're not opposed to the proposal.
Is there anyone else who'd like to speak on this? Okay, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board if you'd like to answer that.
I'm sorry?
Could we get your comment on regarding this
sure.
comment?
I imagine, I mean, some accommodation we made as far as hours. These events don't go late into the night. I don't know if there's a standard noise ordinance if it's 10 p.m. or if it's midnight. But we have no need to play into the evening.
It was 10 o'clock over here.
10 o'clock was our cut time. We did two of these last year. I don't know if you received any complaints at the time.
I know we did.
So, I mean, we're not blasting it very loud. We had a reggae concert. You know, we had a blues night, somebody playing, you know, blues rock kind of stuff. We specifically don't want to have anything very rowdy because it becomes difficult to maintain social distance, which is not only the law, but it's important to us. So we've been kind of choosy about the events we've been having. I would be surprised if you had any issues with noise, but if you did, you can have my cell phone number and we'll turn it down.
Okay. All right. I'll turn it over to the board. I do have a question for you. Your facility in relation to the Orleans, how close are you to that?
A little bit further away.
Okay.
We're basically at the corner of Lynn and Tropicana, so we're about half a block up Tropicana from Columbia.
Because I used to supervise event security there. I'm curious, did their outside events, and they would have a couple every year, did those events being loud interfere with your business, your
typically
facility?
Typically they don't if it's on a weekend. Our concern would be if they were going to do an event on a weekday. Okay. On a weekend, people sort of expect, you know, a little more, to be a little more accommodating. Okay. So, we will occasionally get a complaint if there's any noise, but, you know, okay. That's just the nature of things.
All right.
I think we can speak to that. Weekdays-wise, those events would be indoors and be the dance recital type of thing. The only thing that has enough draw to do outside would be a Friday night or a Saturday night. And the economics of this is, if you think about how much you can charge for a ticket to a concert and 250 people with max occupancy outdoors, the math isn't very good. So we don't do a lot of that. We're trying to do as much in this as we can and break even and do better. That's going to drive us indoors, which is what's driven us to here, because at least we can leave everything built. You know, we can have something on Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, like a student musical performance, whatever, and I have multi-days that we're not allowed of that. Essentially similar to what the library district would offer, except a little higher level of technical production.
So with these permits and what have you, if you were to be approved, you could still do it on a weekday night.
I could still what?
You could still do it on a weekday night. Yeah. So you're just saying you typically don't, but it could happen.
No.
Yeah, I definitely think there would have to be some restrictions. This is the first time we've dealt with outdoor concert areas. Down at Alexis Park area where there's a lot more activity in terms of nighttime entertainment than, because there were so many complaints from the neighbors due to outside noise. So Topgolf was another one where you're, you know, either on the strip, but occasional concerts caused an issue. So my problem with the application is just the outside. I don't see any issue with the inside. When you take up your yard, how many parking spaces are you taking away?
When we had the events in the yard, we didn't do any parking here. We did all the parking here and with agreements with our neighbors. Basically, the occupancy we really are selling these at, we had our guests park on our property and our employees park next door.
The problem with agreements with neighbors, unless it's something that the county's involved in, they're not really worth much because the ownership of the neighbor can change. Like Southwest Gas, we've had an application for that property before us a couple of times, so we know they're trying to find new tenants who may not agree with that later on.
They're no longer the owner, but our agreement is with whoever bought it from them.
Right, but they can sell it too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can't make, unless it's something that there's an official cross access parking agreement filed with the county, you can't guarantee that you're going to have that parking long term. So that's the difficulty I see, is not the indoor one, but the outdoor one. And when we looked at the waiver, so the first one is the parking, 34% is a large reduction. These are the things we go through when we go through it all. You're asking to eliminate any landscape that would normally be required there. I typically am okay with that because landscape typically doesn't live in parking lots. And then the striping, not doing any striping, which is really not an, you looked at it, it's not cost effective, but I manage commercial properties, and so I pulled up one of my bids, and for a property twice the size of that, it cost me $1,500 for striping, which included 12 handicap spaces stenciled done. So you're not looking at a huge expense to go ahead and properly strike the property to meet with the requirements. So from my aspect, I'm okay with the indoor. I would require that you do the striping. If the rest of the board is okay with outdoor, then I think we need to go back to what we've done in the past, where you limit it to weekends only and you can't go past midnight.
What she said. So we've had a number of issues, Mr. Chairman, we've had a number of issues with exterior noise and sound in entertainment venues, Topgolf being one of the top lists, no pun intended, and we've had years of negotiations and work with them to establish livable norms for the exterior community that is dealing with the impacts of that site. And that translates really well, I think, into your site. And I agree with Susan. The interior, I'm totally okay. You'll make it work, and you've got, it's your business interest to make it work. The exterior, no one's ever really designed these things well, from the start, to actually think about the consequences of having a concert, having a dance thing, whatever it's going to be, music. The whole point of it is to be loud enough to be heard, right, by the people on the site. Well, there's no wall, in terms of sound. So it's going to cross property boundaries, blah, blah, blah. So the only way that you can really deal with it, if we go with the use, then you're saying you're going to have loud music. If you're going to have loud music that you can hear across the site, it's going to go past the site. So then we have to think about hours of operation, decibels, sound limits, etc. And that's just discussion that we'll have to work on.
Can I speak to that?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
One of the events we did last November, I think October, November, we had the temporary permit for the reggae. Reggae is very heavy on bass. So I went and drove the neighborhood. And one good thing about where we are, there are no houses in the area. Now, the budget sweep, I actually didn't think about until you mentioned it. You are
in our line of sight, but on the other side of the Southwest Gas property.
We have to, that's how we have to travel a long way, and I understand. And the reason I chose the reggae night is because the bass travels. The bass is what's going to bother people. Mm-hmm. So I travel, I drove my car around the neighborhood and listened, and I was very pleasantly surprised that we were not encroaching on anything. Doesn't mean that somebody won't hear it if they walk into their apartment or something, which we would certainly abide by any of those kind of time restrictions. We were not planning on going late anyway.
Mr. Chairman, I'm kind of going to cheat here because I did audiovisual technical work when I was in college, as well as I was a theater major doing stage design and sound development. So I do know about these systems, And I share all of their concerns about that. I understand low sound waves travel the farthest. However, those are not typically the ones that people complain about unless it's basing their walls. The higher pitch sounds would be the ones that I would be more concerned about, and sound will reverberate off of your building. You have concrete siding, it's going to bounce back, and it's going to bounce back loud. I know you've done these events, so you've clearly heard it. So I agree with the interior, no problem. That can be soundproof, so you could make that dead to the world. The outdoor, though, I believe the budget sweeps may be rough, and because we live in Las Vegas, not everyone does a weekday job, and they have weekend work where they need to not be disturbed. So that's my concern.
I guess I feel we could find some kind of balance there with timing or noise. I mean, I don't know if there's a two strikes rule that applies. Like, I feel like we have an opportunity to prove that we can do this stuff safely without offending anybody that we will. But we do have a time constraint, which is our opportunity to do this is as the pandemic phases out. So.
Well, we are just an advisory board. The final decision is made beyond us. So you've heard what our concerns are. I would take the time before you go to the Planning Commission to address the issues we brought up to you, to say to you maybe a little more detail in terms of your time, your hours, what your decibel levels are, how you would intend to mitigate those, so they have those answers in front of them when they make their actual decision.
Is that a decibel level we should be aiming for?
The county can help you with that. They do have guides. We mentioned Topgolf before, we actually went to another site with the county representative who brought the little machines to measure the decibels. So, as I said, we had a lot of experience with this. So, given that, I'm going to make a motion, and as I say, this is just our recommendation. You take it, get yourself more information, as you go on through the process. In addition to those hurdles, I think you're going to have a hurdle with the fire department. So. You might want to take a look into that as well.
Our site plans have been sent and reviewed by Craig Myers at Fire Prevention. I drew these myself in constant communication with him, which is why, although I'm not an engineer or an architect, I didn't have the right software for this, but you can see the turnarounds, the angles, they're not illustrated the correct way, but they are what he would prove.
Okay.
And so that's how these came to
be. Email.
And before you do that, I'd like you to, if it's approved, I'd like you to work with Budget Suite, right? That you guys are working in concert, that he understands, maybe he gets advance notice that you're going to do something, but work with your neighbors, be a good neighbor. Also, if you would, I'd like to see
a
public review on that. Which I imagine you probably plan to do anyway.
It's usually pretty thorough.
Yeah.
Okay. Considering the frequency with which, in my mind, I see us doing things outdoors, that's very easy to agree to.
So, because there are so many use permits and waivers here, I'm just going to go through them one at a time for you, because it's going to be not all approved, not all denied. So I make a motion to approve the use permit for one, the banquet facility, two, the nightclub, three, the recreational facility, deny item four, live entertainment outdoors, approve item five, on-premise consumption of alcohol, deny number six, outdoor dining, drinking, and cooking.
Slow down, one second.
Sorry.
No. Okay, I'm
one yes.
One, two, three is yes.
Okay, four is no. Five is yes.
Okay.
Six is no.
Okay.
Seven, eliminate critical barrier between outside drinking dining area and parking area, deny. Number eight, eliminate the pedestrian access around the perimeter of the outside dining drinking area, deny. Number nine, allow the primary means of access to an outdoor drinking dining area from the drive aisle where the primary means of access is required to the interior of a restaurant, denied. And
denying number 10 permit outside dining, drinking, and cooking in conjunction with outdoor live entertainment venue. Waivers of development standards for the following: 1, reduced parking, deny; 2, reduced interior parking lot landscape, approve; 3, permit parking spaces to be unstriped, deny. Design reviews for the following: 1, an outdoor live entertainment venue, deny; and 2, parking lot in conjunction with an existing office warehouse building on 3.1 acres in the M1 light manufacturing zone. I'm not sure what that's, does that, to allow it to be reduced or just allow a parking lot?
For clarification, Ms. Phillip, the second design review is in order for the applicant to provide the additional 86 unstriped spaces within the rear of the facility to accommodate the required parking for the banquet, recreational, and nightclub facility.
Okay, so we will allow the parking lot area. So number 2 is approved. Okay. And that is in addition to preliminary staff conditions, for which we will ask that the applicant submit date, time, requirements, and to work with the neighboring budget suites in terms of any scheduling of outdoor events, if approved. Get it all?
I would just like to add that we are the recommending board. Where does this go next?
Planning Commission.
Because it's not on my agenda, please. That there be a, if it should be approved, whatever is approved by the Planning Commission, I'd still like to recommend a 1-year review as a public hearing.
And that is contained in the preliminary staff motion.
I'm sorry, sir, we couldn't hear you.
A one-year review as a public hearing, regardless of
1 year from now. Hopefully, COVID's over.
Well, let's hope. We heard that.
Would it behoove us to rework this some and come back and see you in a couple of weeks? Would that be a work on some of these items at the decibel level before we went to the commission?
That's your choice. You don't go to the commission until the 16th of March. Our next meeting is the 9th, so if you want to get more of an approval from us and come back with those items, that's your choice to make. So we need to know before we vote on our motion.
But, yeah, and the issue there is you'd have to request it to come back. We brought for today's agenda and come back to our next meeting.
I'll just go ahead and
make
your vote.
Okay.
I don't really understand,
but there's, okay, so just to let you know, let me refine this, because I'm trying to be friendly.
Okay.
There's a bunch of denials.
Yes.
For what you're requesting in Susan's current motion.
Right.
Okay. If you don't mind that, and you want to go forward with those recommendations, vote in grant. Otherwise,
I think we feel like it would be worth our time to go back and work on this some more. But to the extent that there would be a 1-year review before we could do anything, it would be good.
No, it's a 1-year review on whatever's approved.
A year from now, they'll check and see how
we want to see how it's going.
No, absolutely. Well, so we could get to know our neighbor here, and we can work on our hours and find out about the decibels and talk to you.
Well, come back and tell us.
Yes.
Or you take our denials and you go tell all that to the Planning Commission. It's up to you.
Yeah, we'd like to do that.
Okay, so sure. I request a delay.
Oh, sure. Request a delay. We need a little more time to figure this all out. And then we'll come back and see you at your next meeting.
Okay.
And would we be able to see what was denied so we can work on those items and what was approved? So we have to vote?
Yes.
That would be great.
So, you're going to hold this item for the next meeting. For the next meeting.
You need the motion.
Yes. So we have a motion to hold this item to the next town board meeting on March the 9th at the request of the applicant.
So we have a motion to hold till March 9th at the request of the applicant. Do all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion carries.
Thank you very much.
If you don't mind waiting until the end of the meeting, I will happy to sit down and show you all the things that I said yesterday.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you all.
Thank you all for your patience.
Item number four, WS210035, Westwind LLC, waiver development standards to increase fence height, design review for fence and lighting in conjunction with undeveloped lots on 18.4 acres in the H1 limited resort and apartment zone, generally located on the west side of Las Vegas Boulevard South and the north side of Fashion Show Drive within Winchester and Paradise.
Good evening. My name is Derrider Butler, D-E-R-U-Y-T-E-R, Butler, B-U-T-L-E-R, 734 Pilot Road, Las Vegas. My colleague is Dana Cooper, C-O-O-P-E-R, and we're presenting to you tonight an idea of beautification of Las Vegas Boulevard, whereby we have an existing construction wall that encloses the what we're calling Wynn West, the property we acquired from the Elan resort that failed. It currently is a wall along Las Vegas Boulevard, which was recently relocated by Clark County to widen Las Vegas Boulevard. We dedicated one lane. We've also allowed the county to use the land temporarily for their construction material and equipment staging to widen Las Vegas Boulevard and upgrade the underground utilities. So what we're doing is the existing wall is 8 foot high and it's painted brown, and we have a staff that comes out on a weekly basis to repaint the wall because of the graffiti. So what we'd like to do is we'd like to upgrade the wall with an anti-graffiti vinyl coating and lighting along the entire frontage of Las Vegas Boulevard and turn the corner about 400 feet towards the Fashion Show Mall up to their parking garage entrance. And the idea is that we were beautifying the wall, and with the anti-graffiti coating, hopefully we'll prevent a lot of the graffiti that's currently occurring there. We may periodically change out the graphics, but this is an artist that we've engaged to develop the graphics as a public amenity or interest for the public coming to Las Vegas. So there are some portions of the wall that are 10 foot high. You can see little aberrations in the elevation. And that's what we're actually applying for. The existing wall is 8 foot, and those that extend up to 10 feet in a few places.
Okay. Is there anyone here who'd like to speak on the item? Seeing no one, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, I think it's a great idea, actually.
We're hopeful to have this in place before the public ramps up visitation to Vegas.
If someone has anything else, I'll make a motion to approve, subject to any staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Nice. Mm-hmm. You want to pay me, yes.
Here we go.
Okay. My name is Mark.
Okay. This brings us to number seven, general business for possible action. Number eight, comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board. Board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the proposed agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Is there anyone here like to speak? The next meeting is March 9th, 2021. Do you have a motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn our meeting.
Motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Continue. Thank you.
Okay.